Well, it's a glorious sunny Saturday morning, just turned 9 o'clock. We've got parents, kids, coaches, referees all gathering on the fields here. But Dave Horrocks has already been here for an hour.
Alan, I'll come out with your money in a minute. Referee's money.
Half nine kickoff.
Half nine kickoff.
Yours
is 11,
isn't
it?
Ours is
11,
yeah.
No worries,
mate.
All right, see you shortly. Don't call me short, I hate it.
And when they talk about grassroots, this is what they mean.
I think the thing that we get played with the most isn't dog muck, it's goose poo. A flock of geese that come down on the walk across the pitches. We were able to get Manchester United down here to do some work with the teams, and they turned up and said, no, I can't play in here, there's too much poo.
Do you know about the Man United players who've come through and played here then?
Rashford, Welbeck, did Wes Brown?
Wes Brown, I believe so, yeah.
Is that really why, one of the reasons you've come down to play here?
Yeah, because of Rashford. He's a beast.
He's a beast. Are you a beast?
Yeah.
I suppose you get used to seeing lads you've seen down here pop up on TV. You're not as surprised as everybody else is then?
No, it's a lovely feeling though. I mean, and I don't like to use it, but I feel really smug. I know that boy. I've had a little bit in the involvement of his development into making him into the young man he is there. Just a little bit. And it's a nice feeling. It really is. Imagine what it was like when Marcus scored those two goals against Arsenal and Danny Welbeck scored the other one. Yeah. Oh, I was in tears. Yeah. Unashamed. I was in tears.
Now, to take a walk up and down the touchlines here, loads of games going on, the soccer school as well, hundreds of happy kids. It doesn't exactly feel like a club in crisis. But Dave says that money's always tight. And what he'd really like is a new, bigger, improved clubhouse and all-weather 3G pitches so they can play on through the winter. A full revamp would cost about £2 million, though.
That building we just come out of, it serves a purpose, but it's not fit for purpose. If you think about it, we have an adult team of special needs. They cannot get changed in there because children come through. So we have to close the doors, make sure no children can come through while adults are getting changed. We had a very, very successful ladies team here. We had a very successful, they got to the top tier of the women's league. And we had to lose them because these facilities weren't good enough for the league. If we're allowed to manage the pitches, then we will make it somewhere where we'll get funding for drainage and we'll make it something like a place of excellence. We would like, if possible, for the FA to do what they keep on saying and use this as a football hub. That thing that Greg Dyke was talking about, to make it a football hub. Now, they've already designated a site for that. And, you know, to me, it's got no heritage, it's got no success, it's never turned around, it's never produced the sort of players that this club's produced. Why not get involved with an organisation that will actually be able to produce players and attract players to be able to come down?
When you guys hit the news recently because of what Marcus has done in the last few weeks, the way it was reported in some of the papers was the club was basically begging Man United for money.
We have never asked any club for a penny. We've never asked a player that's left here for a penny. I would never do that.
Do you think there should be more support for clubs that have got a track record of producing
I think there should be more support for clubs full stop. If we improve the standard of grassroots facilities, you will improve the standard of player that comes out of the grassroots facility. Yes, I know we've got a bit of a heritage, a bit of a history of producing players, and yes, we will attract players to us. But look at the hidden nuggets that you've got about the place that don't get the chance to come to these things, that get missed.
Unlucky Ben!
So how much do the parents pay then?
£2 a session. Yeah. We pay £20 signing on. Good save. Pay £20 a season signing on and £2 a session.
Football is pretty cheap from a parent's point of view compared to a lot of things that kids could do now, a lot of other sports and pastimes that they might get into. Could you ask the parents for more?
We could, but they would walk away. You've got parents of kids who have got two or three kids in the club and the single parents.
the economic climate at the moment says parents are stretched on it. I've got a house to run, I've got kids to look after, I've got to go to work day in, day out, fuel the car, pay for bills.
Yeah.
But if it was asked for me to raise money, I'd do it. The whole team, the whole setup here, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
can't
they're
fault
doing,
it.
They're doing as good as they can with what they've got, haven't they? You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of needle in it at the moment because of all the players they produce for United, funding and things like that. But I think it's right if they're supplying players to teams like that. Why not give them a bit of help?
It'd be nice that the ones that have come through from the club, and even ones that haven't come through from the club, you know, to get to where they've got without little clubs like this to start with, they wouldn't be where they are. And it'd be nice if, you know, they contributed. To get the big houses and all the luxuries that come with achieving the goal of being a professional football player. Yeah. That's what you want to be, don't you, Marcus? Professional football player.
Oh, we've got another Marcus here, have we? Yeah,
yeah, another Marcus here. You never know, one day, Marcus Scott, remember the name. And we'll come back and help Fletcher Moss, won't we? Yeah.
When you've made your first million.
Yeah, when we've made our first million. His mum's first million.